The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Facebook has announced a set of new audio features, including a podcast player within the Facebook app. According to Facebook's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, there's been considerable thought put behind the feature.
One of the things that we found is that there are 170 million people on Facebook who are connected to a page that's for a podcast already. So they've expressed that they want to get updates from the podcast, they want to get that content. But we just literally don't have a format today for that page or people who want to share a podcast to put that out to the people who want to follow that. So we're going to build that. There are the creator tools for people doing podcasts to share it. But then on the consumption side, you know, an experience where you can just discover that and feed, start playing it, put it in the background, maybe go to a different app, have it keep playing, or just be able to multitask and do different kinds of stuff. So podcasts are obviously a big thing already, but I think just unlocking the ability for people and creators to share long form content there is going to be pretty valuable.
The initials RSS weren't mentioned in the release nor in Zuckerberg's interview. Facebook's also announced live audio rooms available for Facebook groups and to public figures. With live audio, creators will be able to turn a live conversation into a podcast for everyone to listen to later, says the company. You'll be able to charge for access or accept tips using Facebook's digital currency, Stars. Other announcements from Facebook include a new audio creation tool as part of the app with automatic noise reduction, music, and effects. Sound bites will be short-form creative audio clips, which you'll be able to record or clip from shows, and all audio will be automatically captioned for accessibility. Apple are making a slew of new announcements today in their spring-loaded event, live from 10 o'clock this morning, San Francisco time. It's widely expected that Apple will launch a paid subscription podcast service. We'll cover everything podcast-related in tomorrow's Pod News. And potentially related, we're seeing a significant increase in Apple's podcast API not returning the RSS feed URL, which makes it very difficult to use the Apple Podcasts API to power a competing podcast website or app. iHeartRadio has announced a partnership with NFL to launch the NFL Podcast Network. A number of new shows will be produced as part of the deal. Glass Entertainment Group has partnered with Wondery on a slate of new shows. In Singapore, there's a new app bringing together radio and podcasts from SPH, the media organization that owns the Straits Times and a set of radio stations in the island state. It's called Awadio. Tomorrow, Australian podcast publisher Mamma Mia will launch M+, a subscription service. It launches with Extraordinary Stories, a podcast series about the women who shaped Australia's magazine industry. And PRX has named Byron Green as Senior Director of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion. The company had pledged to do better with diversity last year. And in podcast news, the Los Angeles Times is launching a daily news podcast called The Times. Its first episode will be on May the 3rd. And in Canada, CBC Podcasts has released their first ever English to French podcast adaptation, a new version of Brainwashed, made in collaboration with Radio Canada, the public broadcaster's French language service. It's called Brainwashed, Les Cobayes Oubliées, hosted by Sophie André-Blondin, and is an elegant blend of translation and original reporting in French. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.